Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Two very special guests joining us right now. But first, turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. The luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors available. Guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. At Pella, we see windows differently. They have the highest rated energy efficient products and a complete range of durable, functional, and high quality products that bring out the best in your home. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months. No down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. That's pretty amazing. You got to give them a call. Have them come over. Have a consultation. Why are you laughing at me?
I love hearing that ad. You've been to my house.
Yes, once.
But it's all Pella windows. And I just did not get that free financing.
You didn't?
No, man.
All right. I'm sorry about that. He's got a house. Okay. Being mayor, you find ways to make money. But anyway, he's got this house that was, and I just noticed this because I parked my car in his driveway the other day.
Yeah.
And your house was built in 1915. The one next to it was like 1860 something. Yeah. I mean, he lives in one of those really cool old established places. But his garage is huge. It's bigger than my first house I ever had. And he's got a full upstairs. And I would love to live there. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't that be cool? It would be like Fonzie in Happy Days.
We have to live with you?
No, I'd live by myself just in his backyard.
But he would be
enough for everybody.
But he would be on my property. There's something I don't like about that. So.
Is there a restraining order going on here?
I think it's going to expire soon.
Yes. Anyway, welcome you guys. We love you.
Is this where we introduce ourselves?
Oh, yeah.
I should do that first.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
I'm Lisa.
And I'm Melaine.
Yes, we know that. And you guys have a show that's pretty local.
Fun.
Local 5 Live.
It's a fun show.
It is a fun show. Johnny's co-hosted that.
It's even more fun when John's on it.
Yes, we would agree.
I still remember the one time we were running late and I was talking a little bit to her. Lisa, I love John, but for the love of God, please wrap him up in this segment.
Exact words.
Remember that?
Exact
words. You know, we have a new set and our old set, the chairs all had wheels, and that's the one thing I regret is we don't have the ability to, like, get the big hook in there.
Wheel somebody out of it.
Like the gong show hook.
Yes, absolutely. How about the day we had that bottle of wine and stuff, and your floor crew was moving it, and it caught on the cable and smashed all over? Yeah. That was the same day we were doing, I think, for the big wine tasting thing I was hosting. And what's the one thing I forgot back in Appleton? The wine.
Oh. I wasn't shocked, I have to say that.
I know. Yes. How you guys doing? Hey, by the way, I love your new set. That's really cool.
Inspired Spaces in Denmark really hooked us up. It is comfortable. I think it gives people that feeling that we were looking for, because people always joke with us, I don't watch the news. We're like, great, you can watch Local 5 Live, because we are a different take on our local community, much like you guys are, truthfully. Yeah. It's small businesses, it's local community events, and that's why we do what we do.
And the reason we do that is we've lost some of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys have been in the media a long time, but they just don't cover things. And look, there's only so much time, right? I mean, in a half-hour newscast, half of it's commercials, so you get like 15 minutes of, I tease John about that.
Content.
Well, I mean, truthfully, it used to be 22 minutes of content.
Yeah. Anyway,
and sports would get about 3 to 3.5. Weather would probably get the same, so yeah.
Well, the weather gets a lot more in these parts, but we've lost
He's
that.
He's hard on our meteorologists, and I don't know why.
Because they're wrong.
Oh, boy, the next 24 hours to get into it.
No, you have to, but a storm like this, Jordan was telling us yesterday, it is so hard to predict, because if you look outside right now, it's 39 degrees.
I know.
When is that line going to come that might change this over from rain to snow? And that's why I love our guys, because they're not like 12 inches for everybody.
Scare people.
You know?
And you're right. Sometimes we are the line. And that's when it's really tough.
And
whereas you get up north, it's like,
hard job. Science can only go so far.
To call that, yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, Jordan's one of my favorites.
Do have to say to our newsroom coworkers, Lisa and I have been in this business a long time, and never has it been expected for these individuals to do so many things? They are shooting their own video. They're editing their own video. They're doing their own social media. They're posting their web stories. They're wearing high heels and putting on tennis shoes and running from event to event. And I give them so much credit because you are asked to be all the things.
Right.
Because in the old days, I can't think the last time I saw a news reporter with a photographer.
Yeah, well, we have a few photographers left.
But a lot of times, they're all one-man bands.
They're called photojournalists, too. Yeah. You used to
Multimedia
go into it.
Multimedia journalists, right?
Yeah, you used to go into it being a photographer, and you would just shoot for your reporter.
Yep.
And then they would write the script, and they would now they're going out, they're doing the interviews, they're getting the video, they're editing it. I mean, they don't generally maybe write it, but they'll pick out a soundbite that they thought was good.
Yeah, Blaine, like you said, though, in the old days, you just did the weather, and now you see they do events. They do. They're out there working more than just the weather. So yeah, you guys.
All right. Do we have new respect?
No, I didn't say that. No. You've always had a lot of respect.
The meteorologist. Yeah, you know.
But you talk about your show, the new set. But what I like about your show is that you guys get out of the studio too, and I think that's cool.
Oh my goodness! Summer Our Town series is coming up so fast. That's when our show every Friday goes on the road and focuses on a local community. We're starting early this year because Shawano has Sundrop Days coming up May 31st, June 1st, and 2nd. So we're going to be live at Twigs at the museum there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, fun. On May 31st. So hey, we're breaking the news here right now.
That's awesome. Have you ever been to the little place? I think it's in New London, the old pop shop, as they call it, with the old Ting sodas and stuff like that. It's like a throwback in time.
No, but we'll add it to our list.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the place in New London that's that real throwback store with old pop and sodas and things like that? I'll tell you one thing, though, too. We've had Michelle on. Love her Supper Club series.
Absolutely. And do you know she shoots that herself?
I know. And edits it and
does
the whole thing.
She's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is a great series, and we're trying to hit them all.
And that is a credit to, you know, I'm not trying to get a raise. I mean, that would be a nice benefit. But our management really does have a focus on balance and positive news. We have seen that shift because it's what our viewers are asking for.
And that is true. And that the guy who owns our 21 stations in Wisconsin, Sage Weiss, is also, it's like, looked at that local. We just lost that. And look, I want to just, in defense of the news, with 22 minutes, there's a lot to cover, and, you know, sometimes the shooting or the car accidents, and you just don't have time for that local. So you guys spun off, got your own show, which I think is awesome, and Johnny and I are trying to really connect locally. Like, even today, you know.
We're literally trying to do what you guys do on TV on the radio.
On the radio.
Seriously.
And we
do all just local people, local stuff.
What's that video right there? Are we...
You're live.
Are we streaming somewhere?
If I switch whatever this much further, am I out?
Whatever that is.
This is my wake-up face. Just kidding.
But yeah,
I've seen your wake-up face.
That brings us to a story Elaine wanted
this
to tell.
This is not your wake-up face. I've seen your wake-up face.
We were prepared with a little makeup today. This, though, is the first time I've ever sat in a radio studio and done live radio, but I was on the radio for sure with John, and now we're figuring out maybe even Lisa. My high school prom, they had me on to promote the after party because they were trying to, it was the multi-Appleton school district, you know, everyone was going to the same place afterwards.
Yep.
And you guys had me on the morning show with Murphy and called in and talked about why this is the place you should go after the prom, and that was it.
Was on the phone, though. You weren't in the studio?
I wasn't in the studio.
Okay.
And Lisa was probably I got news to do. I do three stations, you know. I got three other stations. Who gives a crap about the after party?
Yeah, we were running from, you know, the FM to the AM.
You were.
Running
down the halls to the different studios.
And if a train came on my way into work, I would miss that first newscast.
Lordy, lordy.
But John, if it makes you feel any better, I started at Channel 5 as a producer, and I produced the Sunday morning show that Lisa and Justin Steinbrink were on. And I have never in my life said the word rap more often than that. I mean, we would have entire blocks of the show. I'd be like, just go, skip it. Skip it.
You want to know, I'll tell you frustration. Try being Murphy and staying on schedule with her and I when we would get on a tangent about something. I mean, it was just.
No wonder he was like, all right, I'm going to zip it to see if they zip it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
It was fun working with
Murphy. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's new industry to me, but first of all, you guys really love each other, even though they're competitors. You know, it's really everybody knows everybody in this industry, and it just a lot of war stories. Hey, I got to ask you about the prom. So he does this. I just want to ask about
who did you go with?
I'm no longer seeing the same
whatever
man.
Whatever happened to him? You took that you were such such a nice couple.
The three or four schools got together and had one after prom.
Appleton had, pretty cool. They had one giant prom when I was in high school.
Oh. Even the prom was the same?
The prom was downtown at the Paper Valley Hotel. So we had Boogie and the Yo-Yos, and it was prom. And then we all went somewhere. I don't remember where it
Boogie
was.
Boogie and the Yo-Yos for prom?
That was big. Absolutely.
Well, with four schools, you could afford something better than just your own school. Yeah.
It was different. It was definitely different.
And then did they have you on the following day to talk about the arrest report? And...
Oh, wow.
No, Appleton's great.
Malaine's arrest report? Wait, no. Zap.
So, hey.
This isn't Ron Powell, Jim. We're out of Two Rivers, buddy.
Just John, easy.
Sorry.
All right. Hey, what do you guys, it's the Shawno thing. That's going to be very, very cool. What other things are you working on for this year? I like when you get off site. I mean, I love your show when you're in studio, but that off site, remember you did that thing for my dad, the dedication of the stage in
that
Two Rivers?
That was part of Our Town,
Two Rivers. Oh, I know, totally. That was a Friday. That was
super cool.
That was. You guys did a great job. We love that. So
our favorite thing getting out in the community is getting to meet our viewers. You know, the people that we wake up with us or spend part of their morning with us, we finally get to do the same with them. And Lisa and I always say it's the biggest compliment if somebody does come up and say, hey, we love your show. We love to spend time with you guys. We go to these places because we've heard about it. And people are intimidated or timid sometimes to say that, but they are truly our bosses.
They're the boss.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if they're having fun with us, that's the biggest compliment.
Also, I got to just jump in, though, your Hometown Hero series. And I think Michelle has taken that over now, and you guys had a special on last week that I watched. It was really great.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, that's part of what we call Positively Wisconsin.
Yeah.
We're giving props to people who deserve it.
Mm-hmm. Only negative for you guys is Judd's dog does not like me.
that's our big boss, by the way. Big, I should say, the big
lives
boss.
Right upstairs.
I know.
Okay. I'm the only person this dog doesn't like. I wanted to chew my ankle off the other day.
What does that say? They say something about kids and dogs.
I know,
right? When it comes to reading
his dog hates me.
Oh.
Hates
me. So I guess you're not moving in above the garage.
Maybe that's it.
I'm all about dogs having that sixth sense and... Yeah, so John, I believe my dog. So anyway, all right, so you guys, like I wanted to hear some other things that are going on this summer. So that Shawno thing is going to be cool. Any other dedications coming up or any big events that
we haven't released the full schedule yet, but I can tell you we will definitely be in Fond du Lac at some point in time. We'll be in Fremont at some point in time. Menasha.
They're celebrating 150 this year.
Centennials this year. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we are trying to get to a few communities that we haven't visited before.
That's awesome.
You know what?
That is so local.
I like Menasha. You've got to stop at a place. The girl we had on that runs that place, Menasha Hoagies or something.
She's going to be very successful.
Oh, you want to talk about a great
Chicago
local business
Hoagies
person?
Philly. Yes,
from
they were on our show.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Fantastic. We're going to set a quick
break. I'm getting wrapped by the Foo Fighters.
Malaine and Lisa. Malik, back after this. This one is a lie. Sat around laughing and watched the last one die. Looking for a sign of life. Looking for something to help me burn out bright. I'm looking for a complication. Looking because I'm tired of trying. Work the tail back. Oh. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor, along with Lisa Malik and Malaine Wells from Local 5 Live.
I want a window at our studio.
Isn't this cool?
This is like New York stuff. People,
Chicago,
in the summer,
it's like WGN.
WGN. But in the summer, even in football season too, remember that when we played the Lions?
Yeah.
There were just so many people
down here.
It's great. And we love all visitors
and
downtown.
We both work in the basement, so only time we really see people is if there's a tornado warning.
We hate to say this. We actually talked about that.
We talked about you. The first time I met you, you don't remember this. I went downstairs because I was doing some kind of interview, and I looked in the closet, and you were there.
Her first office was under the stairs.
It was under the stairs.
And that's like Dobby for all of our Harry Potter
people
fans
have
out
to
there.
Realize that, though, about the media. I mean, this to us is like the Taj Mahal.
It's beautiful.
Did you see?
Do you remember?
Do you have a makeup artist here too?
Did you see that green room, big screen TV, fully stocked refrigerator? There's showers. There's a kitchen. This is like, and John.
Well, since you know Judd so well, and he lives in this building,
he lives my neighbor up here.
You might want to.
But do you remember my studio at WNFL where you had to walk around all the equipment and try to squeeze your way in? Remember that? Wasn't that the worst?
Yeah. the stories you hear about that. And I was on his show, 2002 or 2003, right? And you have to go sideways.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not that big of a guy. I'm getting bigger, but it's unbelievable. Yeah. And you guys put up with it. You know,
which I think is window. Cool. I have, it's got shutters on it, and it's a beautiful scene of a woods because I needed something to look at.
Yeah, and I hung up a painting that Gabby made.
It's like not flowers, a picture of Rookie. And, no.
But on events, and I know you can't disclose where you're going to be on Fridays, but the event we're having here, June 26th, June 25th is Kids Day here in Green Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Big celebration. You know, that's a lot of
fun. Who started that?
Yeah, right? But the 26th is a year that we've been on the air.
Oh my gosh.
And so a lot of people are going to have to pay up because they didn't think we were going to make it, right,
yes,
Johnny?
Absolutely. Well, we still haven't.
Well, that's true.
Is there a Mary Tyler Moore moment happening outside? You guys are going
to
toss your headphones.
Don't even get us started. So here's his initial thing. He was going to have a helicopter. We're going to close off Washington Street. He's going to have a helicopter dropping ping pong balls with little things. You could win like a dollar off Subway type things.
No, that's
true
Subway.
True story.
Our sponsors, our guests, like these small businesses,
yeah.
The place we're just talking about on Racine Street. Mm-hmm. And we've had coffee shops on here, Delilah's, and just little discounts. So I went and saw the city, went and saw the mayor, and Washington Street's tough to close. There's
how about the river? Can we put ducks in the river?
Well,
we're working on it.
You're ahead of us here.
But we can close off City Deck Landing, the street here.
Okay.
And then the helicopter, we've talked to the helicopter guy, Jenny. You were on the phone. I don't know that. He's like, well, we got to get some permits. But
and power lines are a concern.
He did mention something about power lines.
Yeah, yep.
And then we have, on Fridays on our show, we feature local musicians, which is really, really cool. And there's so much talent. Well, you know that.
Yeah.
In Green Bay. So, you know, the glam band's been on here a number of times. Who's the other guy that opened up?
Ask Your Mother.
Oh, decades. I love them.
And then, of course,
they've been on our show, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Eric, I went to their concert the other night.
They're great.
They're unbelievable.
Yeah.
The energy was incredible.
I just love when they
come
out.
Have you had the young band on that they just started Decades? They made their debut Friday night at Epic.
I didn't have
it. All these kids, 14 years old.
Oh my gosh.
They were
so cool.
Amazing doing classic rock.
That's so cool.
You got to get them up. They're incredible.
Okay. Our kids' favorite song is Thunderstruck. They are 5 and 8
Absolutely.
Years old.
Absolutely.
I think we're doing something.
They
right?
opened up with Foxy Lady.
Love that.
Yeah.
It's all the movies now. Like Jackson said to me the other day, he goes, Mom, have you heard of this great band called Journey? And I just spit out my coffee.
What?
And I'm like, not only have I heard of them, I've been to one of their concerts.
Right.
One of Dom's favorites is Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Kids love Fleetwood Mac.
And there's something to be said for that we're not that far apart with these generational gaps. And I told these guys, actually, I was telling Dennis from the glam band that, again, this was a little while ago, but I took my daughter and I kind of switched, like, what's that called? The music on your iPhone? Your
playlist?
Your playlist. And it's like, I don't know, 80% was the same. I'm not kidding you.
Of your daughters?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, it's so cool that, you know, you say movies or musicals or Beatles. There's just.
Well, kids' movies these days are featuring the music that we grew up with.
Right,
yeah, right.
And so now they're like, I'm like, how do you know that song, Africa? They're like, oh, well, it's in blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But
I
anyway,
think it's cool, though.
That's going to be fun. We're going to have some great music here. We're going to have...
Oh, so.
Meryl.
Can I finish, Jim? Jeez. So we went from closing off...
Notice how he interrupts me and says, can I finish? I'm like, Shane, I wasn't going to talk.
We started with closing off Washington. Oh, yeah, I'll get this done. Todd, I'll just make one phone call. I'll get done. We'll close off the whole street. Okay? And we're going to have the helicopter, and he's going to drop ping pong balls. So it went from that to... Okay, we can't close off Washington Street, so we're going down here by the river, and we're going to have somebody with a bucket dump ping pong balls off the roof. Swear to God.
Can't you get the brazuca or something?
There's some things that we could do. I just want to say that I did say Washington Street with the helicopter, and I think I didn't push it. Like, I have a lot of respect for city officials, and they're like, look, that would be a tough one to get through, and there's going to be some complaints with businesses, and we love the small businesses. There's delivery trucks that come in at that time of the morning, and so I backed out. I could have got it done, John. I just don't want to say. I backed out. I'm like, okay, what can we do? And then they amended the site plan, so it's going to go
to the
committee.
They're going to be like a key to the city and all sorts of things.
He doesn't
like
give
that.
Those out. He refuses to give those out.
Well, I'm not the mayor anymore, but I gave out.
Did you ever hear my song, Ode to a Former Mayor?
Oh, God. Just, no, not today.
Are we going to hear it?
No, we don't have that kind of time. But
sure.
He's the producer.
Yesterday, when I was mayor. There was not a hint of grayness in my hair. I was lean and mean. I was such a man.
Can you believe this?
I drank my Busch Light straight out of the
I'm
can.
I'm picturing you on a swing set.
This is,
Greece.
Oh my God, this is, that's hilarious.
Wait, one more line here. I was one. I was 10-0. It was so much fun. I had my share of battles, but I was never meek. Go toe-to-toe with me, and you'll be up Schmidt's Creek. So there you go.
It's amazing how good you can sound with that accompaniment.
I know, right?
I couldn't believe that when he played that. I was like, that was... Yeah, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. That's really, really funny.
So let me ask you this. What, you guys have done such a great job with your show, with your niche. You've never tried to be something you weren't. You've had your niche, and you've ran with that from the beginning. And it's worked, hasn't it?
We're fun. We can't That's help what I mean. It. It just oozes just, out of us.
But I tell you what, your place, though, is like a carnival or a circus or something. Here's these people in, set up all this stuff. Okay, 2 minutes. Boom. Your people come and strike the set, as they say.
Well,
it's
funny.
Crazy.
Even on a slow day, like someone will say to us, wow, there's a lot going on here. And I'm like, but there's no beer, bands, or dogs today.
Yeah, today.
You know, and it's like, okay.
Yes. I've been there when you've had all three in one show.
And spilt wine.
It's a bit like Wisconsin weather. If you don't like it this moment, wait 3 minutes, and it's going to be different.
Great niche.
I don't know what the timing is, but we have people that listen to us, and they like what they hear. We always ask successful people, what advice would you give to some kid in Todd and I went to that media day
at Lambeau.
Yeah. That was very cool. Yeah. And there was a lot of students. I think you had some in here. Advice for kids in high school, college that would like to be Lisa or Melaine.
I would say the being true to yourself is what has been key for both of us.
Yeah.
I think we have both tried to do things that weren't necessarily our passion, and we have both settled into that. And if you can find a way to be yourself and promote what's important to you, it becomes absolutely natural every day.
And people can see that.
I gave my advice last time.
Can you guys just drop for a couple more minutes after this break?
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay. All right. Lisa Malik, Melaine Wells, Local 5 Live, back after this. Here we stand. Rose up our house broken in two.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Wednesday. Once again, winter storm warning in effect from 1 this afternoon till 1 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. Today, by the way, is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Crunchy or creamy?
It's crunchy as humanly possible. Really?
And with butter.
I'm. Oh, yeah, me too.
Butter first, so it melts, and then you put the peanut butter on.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Yes, on the toast?
Yes, or better yet, English muffin.
Yes.
Because it like pools and all the little...
I'm with you. I know, and all the divots. I know, I'm with you. Oh, butter and peanut butter. Then we got this. Does Mino know he's copying Roy Clark's Yesterday When I Was Young for his mayor song? No, I've never noticed that. Kind of like George Harrison ripping off the chiffons. He's so fine.
Was that lawyer entering the building?
I know, right?
That is funny.
Hey, very good. So Lisa and Melaine, let me ask you this. And I used to get this story all the time when I was doing sports and TV and all different things. What was your favorite? And so I'm just going to ask you guys, what are your favorite type of people to bring into your show? Because I've done it for 100 years. Sometimes you have high expectations and it doesn't turn out that way. And sometimes you have low expectations and it's just the opposite. So just going into
I just would say that we've had this conversation. One of my favorite comedians, and I like comedians, is Frank Gorshin. He was the Riddler on Batman. Johnny had him on his show. He was the worst guest.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Me and
Brian Adams. Remember Brian Adams?
I was having Brian Adams flashbacks.
Yes.
Okay. Bad?
Awful.
Oh, it was one of the worst interviews
we've ever. We love your music, Brian, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. He was really out of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it live or was it?
It was live via satellite.
Yeah.
Like out of it, like smoking weed and that, or just not connect?
I don't know. Well, I can't say for sure.
Lingering effects? I'm not sure.
It was bizarre.
Wow.
We wrapped early. I think we wrapped after like 2 minutes.
First
Two
time
minutes
ever.
Of Brian
that we,
Adams.
Yeah, we have. We're like, okay, that's all. Thank
that's
you.
It.
Wow.
How about, okay, so that Brian Adams would. You guys both were pretty quick with that.
It's kind of a funny memory, actually.
Wow. Anybody else that was not good? I want to talk about some good ones too, though. But it's just funny to talk about bad guests, and we've only been on the air for what, 8-9 months, and we've
got a couple.
So those would be our
couple
our,
that Jim has lined up.
You're right. It's surprising when you know someone in real life and they are a great conversationalist,
right.
And then
exactly.
Also you put a microphone and headphones on them and.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I mean.
That's tough.
Yes.
And then on the other side, sometimes you're really surprised by people who might be like kind of short when I'm thinking of what's the guy with the clothing brand who was just on our show.
Oh, Love Inc.
Love Life. He's got like a kiosk in the mall and okay. He's got that heart clothes that you see everybody wearing.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk to him a whole lot before the show, so mm-hmm. We never know what people are going to be like. We're like, oh my gosh, we wish we could have had 15 minutes with you.
That's
like,
what I mean.
He was so inspiring, and every design that he has for his clothes has like a backstory. You guys should have him on.
That's awesome.
A backstory
yeah,
of,
a great
of overcoming something.
Local
yeah, he's
guy?
A Green Bay guy.
It is okay. Life Love Incorporated, and he was a person, Eric, who his answers were not only thoughtful, but they made us think, too.
Yeah.
And I said, you got to go speak to every middle school kid in this community.
That's awesome. It was such a pleasant surprise. You know?
I love that when there's, and there always is, something behind mm-hmm. the business. And be it the name or, like you said, that everything has a connection to, that's very cool.
All his clothes have meaning,
right.
So you guys should have him on.
And
yeah,
he's
cool.
Love it.
He is working on a physical storefront that will be yeah. pretty
nice.
Close to you guys. So follow
we
up
We had
with
fun
him.
That day. I'll tell you, you guys were great the day. The lady I used to work with from Appleton. Her son, you had him come in. He was starting
yeah.
up that T-shirt.
He was good.
Yeah,
he was fantastic.
Yeah.
Wasn't he
yeah,
great?
He was
yes.
really fun,
that
too.
Was fun.
College guy.
And with your focus on the local community, these small businesses are, they work hard. I mean, you really get, mm-hmm. you know, these people are like that. When we had a lady on here, we're talking about it. What's your biggest concern? She goes, I'm unplugging the toilet. She's like, it's like, wow. Didn't really think
well,
about
I'm
that.
Well, sure, like these small business owners,
absolutely.
They do everything.
They don't have
everything.
The money to hire people.
No.
They
yeah.
do every single thing themselves.
Yeah. But it's a dream that they have, and you talk about passion, and, you know, whether they... We had a guy on here, Cole, was on here from that burger place on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Did his story... So he was just getting started, a food truck, and he...
Do you know his story?
Yeah, he's been on our show as well.
But
yeah.
They had a fire, right?
Yeah,
right.
First day in business. The thing blows up on him. They have to fly him helicopter to Milwaukee.
Because of burns. Wouldn't that be a sign, like, maybe this isn't your industry? Came back and right back at it.
But dang, the Bay Area Burger Company burgers are good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is the
oh, we know.
Small
we
business ownership mindset. And I think that truly is where my passion comes from. I'm sure some people remember. My parents owned a small business downtown Appleton.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up playing hide-seek at Gabriel mm-hmm. Furniture.
Right.
And I saw the daily interactions that they had with their community. And I saw the growth and change in that downtown through the years. And yeah. I think both of us feel like if we can be a little part of giving these businesses a platform, that if three new people hear about them, then they're going to tell their friends and they're going to tell their friends.
And I teach some business classes at TC, and you know, the curriculum, the books that they give you are, you know, FedEx, you know, in Memphis, and the West Coast companies. I'm like, look, you guys, we don't need to look outside Green Bay. I mean, you look yeah. at mm-hmm. that place across the street, Schreiber, which is one of the largest companies, and Schneider. Al Schneider started with one pickup truck and largest free trucking company in the world. That can happen right here in Green Bay, and not everybody has to make
Rod
it.
Rod Wires basically started up
right.
AMS in his garage.
Look at that. After getting canned, yeah. you know, yeah. walks across the street and yep. starts his own company, and very, yep. very successful. The number of people they employ. And so I think it's important that we, and that's where, you know, losing that local flavor, I think people forget, like, wait a minute. We have those companies, right? We don't have to go to talk to Apple. We have that right here in Green Bay, and some very, very successful companies, Margaritas, you know, and they've gotten through COVID, and we like asking the tougher questions and like, hey, look, how'd you get through that? Because a lot of people didn't have the runway to get through it. And people who did, you know, God bless them, but it was tough.
And I'm always surprised too by the businesses that actually started during COVID that we've had on our
right.
show that really found success during and after yeah. the pandemic.
Yeah.
And if you can make it through that.
Right.
Yeah.
I
that's
mean,
what
talk
I'm saying.
About being battle tested.
Exactly.
Yeah. Early
if you
on.
Can come up with a product or a service that fills a need. I invented paint lids, the kind that screw on. I invented those. but Sherwin-Williams beat me to the marketplace.
You know what? Thank you for doing that. Because why aren't all paint cans the screw-on ones? Because you can never get the tin ones back on, right?
No.
Then the paint dries out.
Then you need a tool to open
yes.
it.
Yes.
Or when you hammer it, it splatters to close
yes.
it.
Yes.
You know, that was my... That was
seems
totally.
Logical. I just was 12 and 100%. Didn't have a chance to get it.
We were talking about something else that's kind of near and dear to your heart. That we had Big Wayne on. He was talking about how he has, not GPSs, what do you call them?
Fitbits.
Right.
In his beehives. And he said cows now have Fitbits, and you know all about this, right? Our guy Josh actually texted us a picture. Cows wear Fitbits.
Sure do. Collars, ear tags. Now they even have ones that go in their stomach, live inside, monitor temperature from internal. The bottom line is it helps farmers to monitor the health of their herd.
Right.
And they can be alerted days before an animal is sick through some of these devices.
Wow.
It's incredible that we can be on top of it. And I will say, everyone always asks me, I got into a conversation with a woman on an airplane, and the first words out of her mouth were, oh, you're a dairy farmer? I hope you don't give your cows antibiotics. And all I will say is, please have a conversation with the local farmer. Understand why they do what they do. I do give my cows antibiotics, same as I give my kid antibiotics, because I care about them. Don't want them to suffer. And I'm very passionate about making sure people understand the whys of our industry. And I
also think they don't understand what antibiotics means when they're asking something like that.
Correct. You know? And I think they think it's just we're walking around giving cows antibiotics for the fun of it. No, if I have a cow that has pneumonia, I'm going to treat her because I want her to be healthy. Sure, she gets set. She gets put aside. She has a special area in our barn. She doesn't get milked with the rest of our cows. We keep our food supply safe, but it truly is. It's something I'm passionate about, is making sure consumers understand that local farmers care about their cows as much as they care about their kids.
But knowing you were going to be stuck next to her for 3 hours, her answer was, do you give your cow antibiotics? Never.
Just to shut her up.
Well,
yeah.
And put your headphones on and watch the movie.
Absolutely. Okay, is this a wives' tale, or did you guys used to really put little magnets down cows' throats to pick up the piece of barbed wire they would eat?
What? Golly, that must have been before my time.
Oh, really? Okay.
I will have to ask that. I can ask my husband. I mean, I guess we have now in our equipment, like if we're harvesting haylage or things like that, there's actually metal detectors on the equipment. So it catches it before it goes into the feed system.
Okay.
Good question, though.
Todd, have you heard that before?
No.
Seriously?
No. Nobody has.
Yes, Johnny. Give these little magnets and then swallow them, and that would pick up all the pieces of barbed wire.
In Johnny's defense, he grew up in Nugani. So.
Oh, my God. Anybody out there, Josh, our farming people,
was a UP practice?
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you used to give cows magnets to swallow? I'm telling you.
Okay, it's the way he treated dogs. It's different up there.
You want to bet on this? I'm going to make a wager. I'm making a wager.
I do, though, have a collection of barbed wire in my shed. It was my grandpa's, including a piece that he may or may not have snipped from Gettysburg. He carried, snippers around in his pocket. I may be raided by some sort of federal agency later, but we have this incredible collection of barbed wire from fields around the nation.
I'm a big fan of barbed wire.
Come and see it.
Okay, I will.
I'm not sure I know what it is.
Excuse me. Yes, magnets are given to cows. Metal in the abocium for a cow is dangerous. Josh.
Wow. Do you know Josh?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do, too. I've worked at his farm. I've bailed. I have. I've cleaned out the pens.
Speaking of bailing. All right, let's move on.
Thank you, Josh.
All right, wow. Josh. You bailed out, John.
Yes.
All right, good guy, Josh.
Absolutely. Okay, yes. So tell everybody when you guys are on and what you got coming up and stuff like that. Give yourselves a big plug.
Well, we're on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m.
Yep.
What do we have today? You know, it's so funny. People are always like, the kids will be like, what's on your show today, Mom? And I'm like, I don't know, but I could tell you what's on tomorrow and the next day.
It's Tuesday, right?
Oh, we almost missed this.
Is it Tuesday
this morning.
Or Wednesday?
No, today's Tuesday.
Okay, yeah.
See, Tuesday. You gotta go vote, first of all. We have to go
right,
vote.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a day, though, where you're like, I texted Melaine last night. I'm like, tomorrow is April 2. It's Mino and the Mayor show. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I almost didn't come. Because I knew in my head that we were going to be on April 2nd. But in my mind, today was not April 2nd.
Yeah,
I can tell you a few things. The Algoma Public Library is going to be on. It's National Library Week next week. They've got five things to read. Hot sake.
Yeah, new place in Suamico.
Sake.
Hot sake?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the place?
That's the name of the place.
Hot
sake. It's a brand new restaurant in Suamico.
Okay. I like this.
The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center is going to be on. It's baby season. They're going to be bringing in some little chicks.
Cool.
And Jordan is going to be at Barlow Planetarium. He's going to be talking about what they're doing for the eclipse coming up on the 8th.
It's the 8th. It's a week from yesterday.
Yeah.
In the paper today, there's where to see the
eclipse.
Yeah. There's better places. There's people who've had reservations for like a year.
Where do you get glasses from?
You can get them actually on Monday. The Malva Center folks are going to be on in De Pere.
Oh, okay.
You can get them in their gift shop. You can also get them at the Barlow. Those are two places I know for sure.
Okay. I just bought some at Menards. A lot of places have kiosks out.
Okay.
So. Okay.
Did you know that St. Paul got blinded by the eclipse?
That's not true. He's talking about that yesterday, and it's just he comes up with these things, and he
I went to St. Paul school. I would know this.
He speaks with such authority that people don't question.
The actual St. Paul, people in the city of St. Paul. What are you talking about?
He's talking about Paul.
The actual St. Paul.
Were there magnets involved?
That's true.
Any magnets?
Yes. Yeah, but they used to put it on our throats.
Let's ask Josh.
Yes. Okay, Josh says, hi, Malene.
Hi, Josh. Is this Josh Salentine?
I don't know, but he's the one that came out and said, yeah, they did used to put
husband,
the magnets
okay,
in his...
And my husband, okay, who is the official... He's a fifth-generation farmer. He said, we do have magnets to catch the metal before it gets to the cows. Point for me for knowing that.
Right, fine,
and he said years ago it was very common to stop the metal from cutting their stomachs, so...
There you go.
There it is.
Everything,
there
you go. Again, to her point, everything is done for the safety of the cows.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. I just won that wager from you.
You did.
I just won a bet from you.
You did.
You know what? I want more baked potatoes.
I work at the homeless shelter, and sometimes we have extra food, and John's like right on the line. No, I'm just kidding. So I take some. working in radio. No, but so yesterday brought some baked potatoes. That's why he said that with the fix.
Well, I will say this. He calls and goes, hey, Jen, I got some baked potatoes for you. Too many carbs. Getting off carbs. I'll drop them off. This morning goes, how were they? Oh my God, they were good.
Do you wear a Fitbit? We were talking about cows. I've never owned any sort of fitness monitoring device.
I got a pedometer for when I walk.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing for me.
Not that, I mean, I know you're shocked by this news.
I don't really know what a Fitbit does. What does it do?
I was thinking about getting one because I wasn't sleeping very well, okay. And I know it can monitor your sleep and tell you what's happening while you're sleeping.
Oh, really?
But that was the only reason I was thinking about getting one.
I would need one.
Other than that, I kind of know how much I walk every day.
Todd, get me a Fitbit.
That would give me anxiety. Am I sleeping? You know, like, I don't know. I don't have a Fitbit.
Everything gives you anxiety, let's be honest.
That is true.
Walking in here gives you anxiety.
Oh, my gosh, we have to go to work.
Oh, my gosh. Lisa Malick, Malene Wells, Local 5 Live. You guys will be on at 9 o'clock.
Thanks for
your show.
Love your show, right?
And thanks for coming down. This is so much fun.
Right back at you.
This is
fun every morning.
Don't be strangers. Mind on the Mayor, back after this. On the Mayor here, 7:51 on a Tuesday morning, 38 degrees in Appleton, 38 in Green Bay, 37 in Oshkosh. Winter storm warning in effect, 1 this afternoon till 1 tomorrow afternoon. I hope that doesn't get into the travel plans of some of our very special guests that are coming down from the UP tomorrow.
I know.
The Bud DeYoung Zoo, and they're bringing a very special animal.
Ooh.
I know, but that could be a tough trip from Wallace, Michigan to here in the mornings.
Isn't that going to melt right away? I think it's it's over 32.
I don't know.
Warm, but
I don't know.
You know that I just want to give another plug for. But
wait, one sec, Todd. Okay. Did we do the Brewer ticket giveaway?
Yeah.
Okay. You want this mic, Todd? Well, we'll just wait. All right, go ahead. I'm back in this one, Todd. All right, go ahead.
Oh, does he want to do that now? Or do
I don't know. Did we do it? We might have missed it.
Okay.
You had
it on for.
Yeah.
We didn't do it yet.
7:34. Okay. Do you want to do it now, or do you want
to
wait?
I'd like to do it right now.
Let's do it now. Okay, here we go.
We've got several pair of tickets for Saturday's game.
6:10,
the
right?
Mariners are coming to AmFam Field, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers, and this is how we're going to let you win this morning. We're going to have you text in, so download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. Choose your station, WISS or WGBW. Lower right-hand corner, just text the word Bob. for Bob Uecker, and we'll put you in for it. We've got several pairs to give away, so if you want them, text in. You can also call the studio this morning, 920-264-0606.
Swing and a drive to right and deep!
920-264-0606. You can call right now. You can also text using the Civic Media app. We'll get you tickets. You'll see the Brewers play the Mariners on Saturday, AmFam Field.
Awesome.
That will
How
be
much
fun.
Fun is that?
And that's what a great place. I mean, that stadium still looks new.
And there's always something fun about the start of a season, start of a Major League season. So otherwise, it can be that kind of in-between time. You know, the NCAAs is winding down now. But I just want to say again, that game last night was spectacular. Iowa against LSU. I'll tell you what, women's basketball has gotten so good, it's just beyond belief. I mean, over the years, it's just incredible.
And Iowa won, right?
Iowa won, yeah. I've seen very few men who can shoot with the range that Caitlin Clark shoots at. I mean, she was averaging 26 foot a basket last night for a while.
So
26 feet.
Wow. What happens now? So is it Connecticut?
Final four.
Oh, it's the final four.
Yep. Sunday, final four. So that'll be fun.
That's cool.
But you know, it's one of those things, though, too, when with the men's tournament, now when it's going to be final four, it'll be fun. But once your teams kind of lose, then it's like, yeah.
Where's you think the women's people stay because it's new or what?
Caitlin Clark, I'll tell you what, she is a phenom unlike anything I've ever seen before in women's sports. I mean, she's what's the word? Must see TV. She is, if you're a sports fan, if you're a basketball fan, she is literally like must see TV.
I've heard her name. Is she like, have you seen her interview? Is she a good person? Like,
awesome
person. Oh, cool.
Bad temper. Kind of mouthy. Her mom, here's the deal, though. Her mom is full-blooded Italian.
Oh.
And I can just see some certain things that,
okay.
A little emotional.
Because she is getting a lot of ink, and you really want.
But a great person.
Someone
absolutely.
To be that, right?
You bet.
Like,
you bet.
That's why I always liked Mahomes. I always thought he was like a good leader. Unlike, there's some people that aren't.
No
right?
question.
And anyway, that's great. Well, good. I hope they take
no
it all.
No question. Emmylou Harris, 77 years old today. Love Emmylou Harris. Houston. Did you ever hear her song? Todd, do you have a mic again now?
What's up?
You want to know what's a great Emmylou Harris song?
I don't know. I will say this. I love it when she does when she sings with Linda Ronstadt and Dolly Parton.
Amazing. You ever hear Red Dirt Road?
I don't think so.
Oh, can you play Red Dirt Road?
I'll find it.
Yeah. Red Dirt Girl. Red Dirt Girl. Red Dirt Girl.
Red Dirt Girl. Okay. Never heard it.
Christopher Maloney, 63. I like him. He used to be in, was it Law and Order?
Yep.
Yeah, he was great in that show, man. Then he also played a prisoner in, what was that movie? It was based in prison. And you know who was one of the really bad guys in it? Was the guy that does all the, is it State Farm commercials now or whatever? You know, where it's like, this is a disaster that happened.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah.
guy. He's in that.
That's Christopher Malone?
No. He was also one of the
movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the TV show.
I don't know him, Chris. I'm going to have to look that up.
You'd know him if you saw him. One of those guys, you know him if you saw him.
There's a lot of people like
totally,
that.
Completely.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
All right. I'm going to look him up.
But I can't think of the name of the movie, the prison movie, which was phenomenal. I mean, really great. How much fun having Lisa Malick and Malaine Wells here?
And they've really carved out a niche that's working. You know what I mean?
Here it is.
This is
that Emmylou Harris.
Red
Dirt Girl. Hang on. Great song.
It's her birthday today? Or is that why are we talking about this? Okay.
Yeah. That's why.
She and my best friend Lillian and her blue tick hound dog Eddie sitting on the front porch cooling in the shed singing every song the radio played waiting for the
Alabama sun to go down.
Two red dirt girls in a red dirt town, me and Lillian. Just across the line.
Meridian. Hang on, you gotta hear this part.
Quickly.
Listen.
She loved her brother.
Never heard the song in my life.
Back when he was fixing up a 49 Indian. Told her little sister gonna ride the wind up around the moon and back again. He never got farther than Vietnam. I was standing there with her when the telegram come for Lillian.
It's about a girl whose brother got killed in Vietnam.
Oh, I've never heard that song. I'm trying to look up this guy's picture, but okay. Well,
Christopher Maloney?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I don't know who he is, but.
You won't know. Don't worry about it.
That's okay.
Don't worry about it. No. We're good.
All right.
Good to go. Yeah, hey, just put your phone down now, Jim.
Okay, I see the guy. I do. Okay, I do. That guy isn't. All right. I like that guy.
Yeah, I know.
That guy's awesome.
This happens all the time with Jim.
I know.
I don't know him. I don't know him. Then we show him who he looks like. Oh, I love him. Yep. I love her.
Yep.
That guy's a great. Yep. He is a great actor. Law and Order.
That's right. Favorite. Is that his name? That's my favorite actor. I wasn't sure what his name was. Hey, coming up, we got another great guest coming up talking about something that's going to be really fun in downtown Green Bay. Downtown and Old Main Street districts embark on a cool. I struggle with this word. Culinary?
Culinary. Yes, food.
Culinary adventure in the heart of downtown Green Bay. Participating restaurants include Asian Fusion Cuisines, Crown and Common, Delilah's, Hagemeister, Heights Pub and Parlor, Mangiare, St. Brennan's Inn, and Tequila's Mexican Bar and Restaurant.
So that's an international food tour from 5 to 8 on Tuesday. That's a week from today, Johnny.
Yeah, we're going to be talking
today,
about it.
And day after the eclipse.
They should have pasties there, UP.
Yes.
Think about it. We're going to send a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this.
Waiting for the